Riot police cleared a courtroom in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare, today as opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai was brought in to face charges. Tsvangirai appeared in court with more than 50 others arrested Sunday over a banned prayer meeting. He had a deep head wound and was limping. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Louise Arbour, expressed concern over shocking reports of police abuse during the course of the crackdown. Spokesman for the UN Human Rights Council is Jose Luis Diaz.
The concerns are quite understandable given the reports that have been coming out of Zimbabwe and those that came out over the weekend. This opposition rally, which was apparently, according to all reports, a peaceful assembly, was very violently put down, broken up by the police. A great level of violence was used. And this is part of a continuing pattern of repression of political activity in Zimbabwe that has raised concern of not only the UN, but of the whole international community. I think this is the latest in a series of events that points to a situation where political discourse is very difficult for the opposition in Zimbabwe. The High Commissioner is nonetheless heartened that Zimbabwe's courts, and especially the High Court, is exercising its role as a guardian of human rights.